Gold nanoparticles are everywhere. They are used in cancer treatments, automobile sensors, cell phones, blood sugar monitors, and hydrogen gas production. However, until recently, scientists couldn't create the nanoparticles without producing synthetic chemicals that had negative impacts on the environment. A new method created by a University of Missouri research team not only eliminates any negative environmental impact, but also has resulted in national and international recognition for the lead scientist. Radiology professor Katesh Kati says that some of the best technology comes from nature.
The currently available processes include application of a chemical called sodium borohydride, which in itself is quite a toxic chemical. And another process that the commercial processes normally employ is applications of different acids, including citric acid. And we don't use citric acid in our process. All we use, as I said, are phytochemicals directly extracted from the natural ingredient, which is soybeans.
The MU research team, which was led by Kati, Raghuraman Kannan, and Kavita Kati, found that by submersing gold salts in water and then adding soybeans, gold nanoparticles were generated in the 100% green process. Kati, who was recently recognized by RT Image magazine as one of the 25 most influential people in radiology, and his research team have formed Green Nano Company, a company that is in the beginning stages of producing environmentally friendly gold nanoparticles. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.